The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. A very important election is close at hand. In Kentucky, May 17th is the primary election. This is where we will choose our state and local government servants, which will shape our state for generations to come. This is Kentucky's most important election this year. Yet, probably less than 25% of Kentucky's born-again believers will vote. Up until 1900, the Christian population of America controlled the outcome of elections. No candidate could be elected who did not acknowledge God's place in our history. Actually, they had to go further than that. In their speeches and writings, they had to acknowledge that Jesus Christ was God's Son, and that the Bible was the best book to live by in this world. Had a candidate for political office in the 1800s stated that he believed abortion was a woman's choice, or homosexuality was just a different way of family life, he would have ended his political career then and there. What changed? It all started when Christians backed out of the political realm in the 1920s. When Christians lost the battle over legalizing liquor, many Bible-believing pastors began to say, "That's it. The government is no longer responsive to the church. Therefore, we'll make it our focus to get people saved, and we'll leave the government for someone else to do." And someone else did it. The few who hated God and wanted to see America turn from its biblical worldview began to move into positions of leadership in the education system and the government. By the 1930s, high places in the education system had been infiltrated by these socialists. They then easily duplicated themselves and their evil ideas in unsuspecting students who then went out to teach what they'd been taught in schools across the country. Some of the leading socialists ran for political office and made their way into high places in government. At least one became a president. Many others became senators or Supreme Court judges. By the 1960s, they were ready to launch their full-scale attack on America's Christian values. Prayer and Bible reading in government schools was disallowed by 1963. In 1973, the murdering of unborn children by abortion was, quote, legalized. In 1980, the Ten Commandments in public places was ruled unconstitutional. In the 1990s, the recognition of homosexuality as a normal lifestyle began to be pushed on us. Now, we're having shoved down our throat men wanting to be free to enter the women's bathroom. All of this was done not by laws which Congress passed, but by a national court system and presidents which have usurped more and more power from the states and the Congress, and with hardly a peep from our elected representatives. How much more must we have forced on us before we say, "Enough, I'm going to the polls and vote only for candidates who will govern biblically"? Why can they do this? Because most Bible-believing Christians have stayed home instead of going to the polls and voting. We've allowed others to choose the presidents and senators who have seated these Supreme Court judges. We are at fault. And yet, if we would vote our biblical values, we could change this in 2016. Will you decide to be the salt and light Jesus told us we were? Will you go to the polls and vote Tuesday, May 17th? Your choice is, vote your biblical values, or one day have your children look at you and ask, "Daddy, Mommy, what were you doing when freedom in America died?" Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. If you'd like to receive a free copy by email of this and other Think About It messages, just go to heritageministriesky.com and ask for it. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.